I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Monday, October the 13th, 2025. A heavy emergency response on Saturday evening drew concern across Murfreesboro as first responders converged on a business in the Iron Gate Village Shopping Center on Memorial Boulevard, located near Kroger's, Hank's, and Papa John's Pizza. The scene was filled with Murfreesboro police vehicles, fire trucks, and an ambulance. According to Murfreesboro Police Public Information Officer Larry Flowers, the call was in response to an attempted suicide. Officers located a man suffering from a self-inflicted gunshot wound who was immediately transported to a nearby hospital. Emergency crews remained on site from roughly 5 p.m. until 8:30 p.m., and the Papa John's restaurant stayed closed throughout the investigation. While Murfreesboro processed the events of Saturday night, residents just west of Rutherford County continued to feel the emotional aftershocks from Friday's deadly explosion in Bucksnort, Tennessee. The blast at Accurate Energetic Systems claimed 16 lives, and on Saturday, controlled detonations of unstable munitions reignited fear in surrounding communities. Black smoke and tremors rattled nerves, prompting trauma triggers from those already shaken. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, along with federal partners, is conducting a thorough investigation while battling the elements to preserve critical evidence. A rapid DNA test is on site to identify remains, a process expected to take weeks. Spiritual care teams and Family Assistance Center are offering support as the region, including parts of Rutherford County, cope with the enormity of this ongoing tragedy. A shooting in Murfreesboro has left one person dead and a community in shock. Around 9 p.m. Thursday night, officers responded to the 1000 block of North Academy Street, behind Oakland's mansion, where they discovered a gunshot victim who was later pronounced deceased. The neighborhood, known for its green spaces and family-friendly setting, is now grappling with the aftermath of violence. Residents described the victim as a well-regarded young man, employed and respectful, suggesting he may have been misidentified. By Friday night, Murfreesboro police had taken a suspect into custody without incident. Authorities confirmed that no officers were injured during the arrest. While the investigation is still ongoing, detectives believe the shooting was an isolated incident. Meanwhile, in Laverne, police responded to a dangerous street racing incident early Saturday morning. Deputy Chief Brent Hatcher and K-9 Officer James Cunningham spotted a car doing donuts at the intersection of Heil Quaker Boulevard and Corporate Place. When officers attempted a traffic stop, the driver fled, leading police on a brief but high-speed pursuit. The vehicle eventually crashed roughly 120 yards off the road, crossing into Metro Nashville police jurisdiction. The car was found empty, but with the engine still running. Officers from both departments conducted a search and found two juveniles on foot nearby, matching suspect descriptions. They were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. The investigation is ongoing, and additional details will be released as they become available. With Halloween approaching, a new national safety ranking offers some reassurance for families in Rutherford County. Murfreesboro has been named the 37th safest city for trick-or-treaters by SafeHome.org, which evaluated 161 cities using crime statistics, pedestrian fatality rates, sex offender registries, and law enforcement presence. Nearby Clarksville also made the safer half of the list, while Memphis ranked as the least safe city in the country due to high violent crime and property crime rates. Officials continue to urge caution, recommending children carry flashlights, wear vision-friendly costumes, and trick-or-treat in well-lit areas under adult supervision. As safety in the streets gains attention, so too does safety in the environment, particularly in Murfreesboro, where Middle Point Landfill has once again drawn scrutiny. The Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation has cited the landfill for its seventh environmental violation this year. Inspectors recently found leachate, a contaminated liquid from decomposing waste entering dry runoff ditches on both the east and west sides of the property. Just 3 weeks earlier, a similar issue had been reported on the south side. Melissa Farley, a longtime Murfreesboro resident, voiced growing concern about the landfill's impact on the nearby Stones River, a vital source of drinking water. Quote, "When it rains, that runoff heads towards the river, and that's our drinking water. It's very alarming," end quote. The city of Murfreesboro has rejected a proposed settlement with the landfill's operators and is seeking annexation of the site to gain greater oversight. With legal and environmental stakes high, local leaders are pressing for more accountability from Republic Services, which owns and manages the landfill. Civic engagement and community celebration are both on the horizon for Murfreesboro. Next Saturday, October the 18th, from 2 to 4 p.m., Murfreesboro's Indivisible will host its second No King's Day of Action rally along Medical Center Parkway. Supporters will gather on the public sidewalk between Mimi's Cafe and Chili's at the Avenue. Organizer Susan Meyer Shirk emphasized that the demonstration is open to all who believe in peaceful protest and the perseverance of democratic values. Quote, "We welcome everyone who loves America," end quote. Quote, "This is about standing up for our rights, not political parties," end quote. The event, which follows June's national protest aimed at resisting authoritarianism, is backed by partners like the ACLU, Move On, and SEIU. Attendees are encouraged to bring signs that reflect the theme, but are asked to keep messages family-friendly and to leave weapons at home. The group is coordinated with Murfreesboro Police to ensure safety and minimal disruption to nearby businesses. Looking ahead to December, Murfreesboro residents can shift from civic action to holiday celebration. Registration is now open for the 2025 Murfreesboro Christmas Parade, set for Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. This year's theme, A Sweet Christmas, invites candy-colored creativity along East Main through the heart of downtown Murfreesboro. Organized by the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, the parade begins near MTSU and winds around the square to Walnut Street. Parade entries must reflect the festive theme, with decorated floats, costumes, walkers, and sweet treats shared by hand. The event promises to wrap up the year in joy and color, right in the heart of Rutherford County. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and on X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, or comment on YouTube, or maybe share it with a friend. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.